the Rapid Creek Division is doing.
Well, it feels good to get the win. That certainly was the main goal coming into today, playing a good team, a team with a lot of momentum, and felt like we beat a good team here at home. And winning the division, that certainly was one of our goals, but we still want to keep getting better throughout this season, and not a whole lot of time to think about it with the game on Thursday, but sure feels good to get the win.
Hey, was there something that you saw in OTAs or training camp that made you feel, boy, that Mitch Unrein's got some good hands?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think all the coaches saw it, and that was, yeah, it's a great play by Mitch. You know, he's, we practiced that. You know, he's kind of the, you know, situational goal line fullback, and certainly when you put a big D lineman in there, a lot of times the defense is thinking run, and he's been in before on a touchdown run, and I think, you know, Willis gave him the ball to spike, and so he's got the spike down pat, and so that was a big play for us. You know, it was opening drive for a touchdown. That was something that we wanted to do, and it was nice to finish it with a touchdown.
Talk about your relationship with Demaryius Thomas at this point. It seems the connection with
you and him are fantastic. Well, he's a good player, and I think he's continued to get better through the season. And that was those were two big touchdown plays to him. You know, the second one was what I liked about the second touchdown was that Demaryius was kind of seeing the same thing that I was seeing. He was kind of looking for something. He had another route on, and we changed it at the line. He was kind of thinking along the same lines, and that was good to see. You know, that kind of communication and the growth and the first one. I'm just going to tell you, I threw that ball as early as you could throw a pass. Old coach would call that an anticipatory throw. Whether I'm not sure if that's a word or not, but I threw that ball super early, and Demaryius came around the DB and making a heck of a catch. So that was really a special play.
You have a lot of time to think about that one, but it's one of those as you let it go. Split second, like, man, I hope he gets away from the defender.
Oh, I knew he was in there all the way. Yeah. So, no, I mean, it was, yeah, they blitzed, and that was the route for him to kind of, you know, do that route. But obviously, you know, there was a guy coming free, so you had to throw it, you know, early. And he did a heck of a job finishing the route and made a heck of a catch.
In the first half, you knew you caught them with 12 men on the field.
Right.
Were you at all concerned that nobody else had seen it throw?
Well, yeah, certainly when you you're including the ref in that also, right? Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, when you run the ball, when you call a dive play on third and six, it doesn't make you look real smart if you get 2 yards and have to punt on fourth and four. So, you know, the reason for the dive play was the 12, you know, potentially 13 men on the field, and you know, obviously I have to take my eyes off for a second to see, but you know, I can see guys running off the field, and then, you know, I ran over there to the side judge, and he kind of said, no, it wasn't my call, it's the guy, the deep, you know, whatever was that the back judge, who is that, and I kind of ran over to him, and kind of, you know, of course didn't get much feedback from him, and then ran over to the sidelines and just said, yeah, I mean, and then Decker came over and said, you know, there was a guy he wasn't off the field yet. I said, you know, we got to challenge it. So it was a shame we had to waste the time out, you know, to get the challenge. But, what's that?
I thought maybe you went for the aerial.
Well, it wasn't, yeah. I mean, yeah, with the time out, obviously you could, you know, see, you couldn't see it on the picture, but, you know, that's why I somebody up in the upstairs, you know, I don't know if it was Adam or Clancy, you know, confirmed that they thought we had it. So that was, you know, it was good to get that first down.
So do you appeal to McCoy to call a timeout? He called a timeout, and Fox didn't even know, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure how it all went down, but I know we got the challenge and got the conversion.
Okay, another technical point. Is there a good time to do the wave and a bad time?
Well, hey, I'm all for excitement, but you know, certainly in a no huddle offense, when you are you know, calling stuff at the line, you know, the quieter the crowd can be, you know, it certainly is helpful. And but I appreciate the spirit. I appreciate the spirit, and so I don't want to tame that at all.
Well, what were you thinking when you saw the wave going around in the
gesturing for people to get up?
I don't know. I probably can't repeat it. Yeah. Right. That's good. No, that's good. Like I say, hey, our fans are into it. Our fans have been great all year, and so they're excited. And that's all you can ask for playing quarterback to play in front of excited fans. And so the fans have been awesome this year. Well, I really felt like there were some opportunities there. We had some self-inflicted penalties, some mistakes that we thought were hurting us. Believe me, it's an excellent defense, but we felt we were doing some things to make it a little tougher. We didn't really feel like we had a chance after that first drive to get into any kind of rhythm, because we'd have a first down, you know, negative play or a penalty, and had some third downs where we thought we had something good and just couldn't quite finish it. So it was good in the second half where we had some rhythm and stopped having those mistakes, so self-inflicted mistakes, and were able to score some touchdowns.
You don't like to do comparisons, we know, but did Indianapolis ever have a defense as good as the one you've got on your side?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to compare when you play some it's a lot of years, it's a lot of teams, and so I really, wrong guy to ask, but our defense is has been steady, and that's a good offense too today. I mean, Josh Freeman is a good quarterback, and they have some playmakers over there. So thought our defense did a good job there in that second half, forcing some three and outs, backed up, and you know, made them punt, got us short fields with Trendon with good punt returns, got us some field position. So it was good to take advantage of that. That's really offense, defense, special teams kind of all working together.
On your checklist of things you wanted to accomplish this year, where was winning the AFC West?
Well, I mean, that guarantees you a playoff spot. I've always I believed in that. You have to have goals, and they have to start, you know, somewhere, and you build from there. But you know, I think Coach Fox has preached all along that he wants us to be playing our best football, you know, in the month of December and on. So we are guaranteed a playoff spot, and that's really all that means. But you know, hopefully we can keep getting better. I mean, that Thursday night game, it really is hard to think about anything else about, you know, this short week. But it certainly feels good to get the win today and to guarantee a playoff spot. But that's really all it means.
Avon pick six. You went over and talked to Del Rio. Did you say what defense did you call there? Were you curious on that particular play? Do you remember that?
I didn't get to see it. I was studying the pictures, so I just kind of like to ask what happened. And so it's you reading lips up there or what?
I wasn't reading lips, but I was curious at the pick six, and you went over to like you might have said, what play did you call there?
I did. That's what we did. I kind of asked and got him in. Said it was a zone blitz and caught Von. Von was dropping. He threw a slant. So, yeah, you always kind of learn something.
Last question, Mark. Through the years, I think I've heard the term sit down route, but no shots route where you hit him where he was.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was a I mean, we had something on the front side and just didn't quite have the right look, and so kind of had man-to-man with no shine, and it was just, I don't know what it was, third and maybe one or two, and so I kind of thought, well, if I start running, if the guy covers no shine, you know, that I could run. If he comes to me, then I'll throw with the no shine, and he kind of wouldn't do either. He was kind of in between, and then I was going to run, and then all of a sudden he fell off late, and Noshon fell, and so I kind of retreated and you know, made the pass. And that's the first time I ever had a head coach tell me, you know, it was a good play in the middle of a game. So I appreciated the compliment.
It's a nice helmet tap.
What's that?
Sean did a nice little helmet tap.
Hey, you know, he told me that, and then after the game he came up and told me, you know, on the end of the game plays, that he meant no, you know, harm or injury to me. It's simply how he plays, and you know, I appreciated that comment. And they got a heck of a football team. I don't really know. I don't think it really matters what I think.
Okay, thanks, Peyton.
Okay.